One ball, no strikes. Scott Bodie, the DH on deck. Top of the eighth inning, 2-1 Regal. Here's a drive to center field. Campson going back. Makes a catch for the out. Who's tagging? He is from third. Beyer fakes the throw, and going into third base, sliding is Logan Becker. And now he's in scoring position with one out.
Oh, he got a piece of that one, did he?
Austin Campson, that's 395 to straightaway center field. And that'll bring Bodie to the plate with one out.
If my eyes are bad or yours are at 385, man.
Or 385, excuse me, 385 out there. So Bodie comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 so far today with a walk and has scored the only run for Shakopee. Squeeze situation possible here. I'm sure Regal's going through all of that. 2-1, Regal leading. Kingery's pitch. Bodie takes that over the top of his head, goes to the backstop. Well, that's going to let Hoffman go to second. A wild pitch by Brian Kingery. And now they've got runners at second and third in scoring position with just one out.
So what do you do here, Randy? You put this guy on, put the force on every day?
That's an interesting call. Might not be a bad move. Bodie's in the lineup because he can hit. Matt Tice, the catcher, on deck. Bodie will take a sweeping curveball for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Scott Bodie takes outside and 3-0.
I don't think they're going to pitch to him here in this situation.
I think this is probably the
unintentional,
yeah. Derek Dangaroo behind the plate. Becker at third. Hoffman at second. Infield in on the grass. There's ball four. So Brian Kingery on in relief of Chris Beyer. First man he faced, he hit. Second man, a long fly ball to center field. Walks the third man, Bodie, to load him up. And catcher Matt Tice to the plate. Matt 1-for-3 today. He had a double and an RBI that scored Zach Hoffman. Infield back, double play depth. Here's a long fly ball to center field. This will get the equalizer. As making the catch is Campson. Here comes a throw into the infield and not in time. Sliding across safely is Logan Becker, and we're tied at 2-2 in the eighth.
Boy, that throw was right on line, too, wasn't it, Randy?
Austin Campson, he gave it a shot. I thought for sure his throw was going to go to third, but no, he tried to get the man tagging.
So we're tied here at 2-2 in the eighth inning.
Zach Hoffman stays at second, Bodie over at first, and left-handed hitting, Andy Lozari comes up to the plate, the first baseman. Lozari is a 1-for-3 today, and the pitch from Kingery, a ball 1-0. Andy Tice has both of the RBIs for Shakopee, curveball, strike called, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Kingery ready on the mound. Here's Lozari. Fly ball to center field. Campson should get this one for the final out. He does, and that'll do it for Shakopee in the eighth. They come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and two left on base. We played 7.5. It's a Regal 2, Shakopee 2. More to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the eighth inning from Dassel. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on KASM Albany. KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7. That's Chasm FM. We're streaming online at mychasm.com. And, of course, you can get us on your iPhone app, your Android app, smartphone app, TuneIn Radio.
Shouldn't miss a beat.
should not miss a beat. All right, Nate Rost on the mound in relief of Alex Johnson. He begins his third inning of work. He has been spot on through the first two innings as a struckout four facing Nathan Meyer. And the first pitch to Nathan Meyer, high for a ball, 1-0. Nathan Meyer, Chris Beyer, Blake Karsh batting here for Regal. And Nathan Meyer laces a sharp single right up the middle. A base hit. You talk about having a day, it's Nathan Meyer. 3 for 3, 2 doubles, a run scored, a walk, doing it all.
He's stinging the ball. I mean, he has nothing fluky about it. He hit that double right on the butt and a couple of them that he's hit already today. One 10 feet from going out, double he laced down the left field line. This was shot up the middle.
You bet. And now Chris Beyer to the plate. Chris is 1 for 3 so far today. Nate Ross pitch inside a ball, 1-0. One over the count to Chris Beyer. Ross delivers, and Beyer takes high again and 2-0. Well, it's no strikes. I'd say we're getting a breeze anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour right now.
I was like so.
Whipping those trees a little bit. Meyer takes his lead at first, and there's a strike call to Chris Beyer in 2-1. No indication yet of a bunt on.
Not at all. It's 2 balls and 1 strike, and I got a feeling he won't be bunting here.
Lazari holding Meyer at first. Quick throw, Meyer back safely. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rost works out of the stretch, and Beyer pops this one up at second. There to make the catch is Logan Becker in 1 out.
Looks like Chris was trying to get behind the runner over there at first.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Looks like he's trying to go to the right side instead of going with his power.
2-2 our score, bottom of the eighth inning. The middle of that Regal lineup right now, Blake Karsh up to the plate. Blake shows bunt, takes a strike call, 0-1. Blake Karsh, 3 for 3 today. All three of those hits coming off of starter Alex Johnson. Regal scoring their 2 runs in the fifth inning. Shakopee getting a single run in the fourth and eighth. A drive to left field. This one's going to get by Rents. Maybe not. Diving catch by Rents in left.
Whoa, look at Nathan Meyer.
And then the throwback to first is not in time, but oh my, did Karsh give that a ride. And Rents, huge catch.
Diving, that's a highlight reel catch out there. That ball was tailing away from the left field. I think he had him fold a little bit.
He did.
Unreal.
Ryan Rents, an unbelievable diving catch in left field. 2 outs, and here's Nathan Beyer to the plate.
Boy, and Nathan Beyer, he had a hustle back. He was around second base already.
Beyer will pop this one up. Hoffman at short makes the catch back on the grass, and that'll do it for the Regal Eagles in the eighth inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 1 left on. 8 complete. Regal 2, Shakopee 2. More to come in a minute on KASM Albany. Ryan Rents leads off the ninth inning for the Shakopee Coyotes. And, yeah, the man of the hour, Ryan Rents. Great play out in left field. A ground ball hits slowly to second. Josh Beyer picks it up, and they get Rents by a half a step.
At least. Yeah, that was close.
It's a ball that lost all its speed just going through that infield.
Got Vass Kingery on the mound there. He was chasing it, and he couldn't catch up to it.
At the plate, Tanner Graff. First pitch to Tanner, a little bit low, ball, 1-0. Ball and no strike to Graff. There is a strike called, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Graff so far today, 1 for 3. Ground ball down the third baseline, foul. Nathan Meyer will knock the ball down and back to his pitcher, Kingery.
You would think that ball would be wet, wouldn't you, Randy?
Yeah.
Threw it back into Kingery and seems to be fine.
Well, this game now in the hands of the draftees, the relief pitchers, to win or lose. Brian Kingery on in relief of Chris Fire. There's strike three called, and Graff just caught looking. And Nate lost for Shakopee.
Tell you, that was a great curveball by Kingery. I don't think he expected that at all with two strikes.
Don, you can throw in the bullpen and throw in the bullpen and think you're ready to come out onto the mound, but until you actually get those throws off the mound, it's different.
And I've seen Kingery warming up a couple of innings before they actually brought him in, and I don't know. I think once you throw, you should be getting pretty close to being brought in, I would think. But how many times can you warm up?
Yeah, right.
Now you warm up too often, you're not going to be ready at all.
Alec Pauly at the plate, 0-2 the count, is throwing a couple strikes early on is Kingery. No balls, two strikes. Now he misses outside. The count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2, pitch missing outside, a ball, and 2-2. Pauly, the leadoff hitter for Shakopee on the day, 0-for-4 out of the leadoff spot. And here's a defensive swing as he follows it back and out of play. 2-2.
First, come out of the bullpen. The guy gets a base hit. The first thing you do, you got to start on the stretch.
Yeah.
Then you do.
Yeah.
You come in here in this fresh inning, and looks like his curveball, everything's a little sharper, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I think he looks like a different pitcher this inning. 2-2 the count. Two outs. No one on. Top of the ninth inning. Regal and Shakopee. The curveball on the inside corner, strike three. And Cobb looking as Pauly. That'll do it for Shakopee in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. To the bottom we go. 2-2, Regal and Shakopee. Back in a minute here on KESM Albany. And welcome back to Dassel. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. I think we had Brad Melke earlier manning our board. Now Noah Ide's in for the rest of the day. And we've got kind of aggressive schedule for you for amateur baseball today. This game in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied 2-2. We heard that Minnesota Lake is leading Chicago 3-0. That was after six. So once we're done here and they're ready to go over in Broughton with the Foley Farming game, we'll pick up the Foley Farming game. And then back here at 5 o'clock, St. Martin and Montgomery. And then over in Litchfield tonight, 7:30 for the Cold Spring Springers ball game against Austin. At the plate, Josh Beyer leading off the ninth for Regal. And Beyer slaps a hit up the middle, dive by Hoffman, throw it to first. Lazari can't come up with it. This is going to go to the Fax Tower, to the fence. And Josh Beyer into second base on the throwing error by Hoffman.
Ah, nice. Tell you what, this sets up a lot of different scenarios now for the Regal Eagles. What do you do with him at second base now? I think here is where you're going to have to bunt him over to third also.
And that's where Derek Dangerud, the catcher, who was 0-for-2 today. He was pinch hit for in his last at-bat and then re-entered for. So a throwing error by Hoffman, allowing Beyer to go at a second here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch outside from Nate Rost and 1-0.
Is crucial also in a bunting situation here for Dangerud. You've got to be able to put that bunt down more than likely the third base side.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to take it away from the base where the runner's going.
Lazari way in on the play already at first, and Dangerud takes a strike called 1-1.
And I'm not sure if he's trying to bunt it that way.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I'm not sure.
He really hasn't turned his body a lot.
No, he hasn't. He's not in the sacrifice position yet. So,
Nate Rost on the mound. Dangerud shows bunt. And he pops it up. And that's what I was going to say, too. The fear is that you pop it up. And it goes over the backstop.
But you look at this situation again where he's standing in the sacrifice bunt. He's not squared off.
No.
And that's got your bat's got a different angle the way you stand like that. It's either down or up. You're not square.
See what Finn Campson puts on now to Dangerud. The count, one ball, two strikes. Josh Beyer. Dangerud takes a curveball, strike three, and he is caught looking. Boy, that ball went right by him in the bat, and he's out on strike.
Yes, he is. That's a tough out right in this situation here now, but not any worse than strike. You know, he struck out,
right.
But it's the same thing, you know, pretty much. If he gets the bunt down, he gets a good bunt down, you got the guy at third with a possible sacrifice fly for the winning run.
Your number nine hitter, Austin Campson at the plate. Austin takes the ball inside low, 1-0. Austin so far today, 1-for-3, is only at bat against Nate Rost. He struck out. Josh Beyer, the base runner at second with one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-2. Campson, ball hits slowly to short. Hoffman fields it on the run, throw to first. Out is Campson, and now Josh Beyer goes to third on the play.
That was a nice play by the shortstop, wasn't it, Randy?
It was.
On the run, picking that ball up. And
you could see a lot of white. That ball was right on the end of his glove.
Right there, what Dinger will get that sacrifice down. I think you're going to. Patrick Eagles is going to win this
game.
I think
so. I agree.
Because he's not going to feel that ball and throw him off the plate.
So, Shane Rademacher with two outs at the plate. Shane is 0 for 4 today. And Rost, his first pitch, a little bit low, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Regal has the winning run just 90 feet away over at third. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-2. Nate Ross pitching. Here's a drive to right. Coming hard is Johnson, who's out right. Makes the catch for the out, and we're going to extra innings in Dassel. For Regal in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits. There was an error, and one left on. Extra innings, folks. So we're back in a minute here on KSM Albany. All right, here we go. Top of the 10th inning, extra innings. Brian Kingery on in relief of Chris Beyer. Starts the 10th inning for Regal. And at the plate for Shakopee, it's number two hitter Logan Becker. Count, one ball, one strike. Three pitch, and Becker a drive to right. Karsh there. Calling for it, makes the catch for the out. One out. And here's shortstop Zach Hoffman. Zach Hoffman so far today, 1-for-3, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat, takes inside a ball, 1-0. Pitch outside, a ball, 2-0 now to Hoffman.
Made a nice play the last inning, didn't he, Zach Hoffman, or a throw from shortstop. He's good shortstop.
Hoffman pops this one up, follow territory. Nathan Beyer over at first says, I got it, and he does. So Zach Hoffman retired on the pop-up. And two outs for Kingery and the Regal Eagles.
Well, you're absolutely right, Randy. Just Kingery, he's come on here now. After he coming in on relief here in the ninth inning and this inning, he's just got a lot sharper breaking ball, and his fastball looks good. Coming out of that windup, he's just, like you said, a different pitcher here.
Here's Johnson, the right fielder, and Johnson rips this right at Karsh. Blake makes the catch for the out, and a quick innings for Kingery and Regal. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 9.5 innings, Regal 2. And Shakopee 2, more baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the 10th inning, Jordan Beyer picks up the stick and will bat for Regal. He'll be followed by Nathan Meyer and Chris Beyer facing Nate Rost. And Jordan swings and misses strike one.
By Rost, he's come in here and done the job for Shakopee here in relief.
Pitch four innings in relief so far.
There's a strike call to Jordan Beyer in 0-2. Well, that's a pitch we haven't seen a lot of, has it?
No. 0-2 the count to Jordan Beyer, 0-for-4 today for Beyer. And Jordan rips a single to left field to lead off the 10th. Boy, I tell you what, all day today, Don, Regal has had leadoff hitters on, guys in scoring position. They've scored only two runs today, and they're just waiting for that big hit.
Yes, they are, and I think they got the right guy up here right now. And red hot Nathan Meyer.
Have a day, Nathan Meyer. He's 3-for-3, 2 doubles, a run scored, a walk. And got an RBI, too, to boot.
You're going to start this guy here, Jordan?
Let's see. Put the hit run on, maybe.
Haven't seen it yet today.
No, Nate Ross on the mound, the breaking ball, missing inside, and 1-0 to Nathan Meyer.
Guarantee if he chops one or bounces one to the catcher, I got a feeling he's going to be going.
Jordan Beyer, very aggressive base runner. Ross pitch. There's a strike call to Nathan Meyer.
Nah, that wasn't Nathan. That's on the outside corner. I think he wants something he can pull.
Ball and a strike. One on, no one out. Bottom of the 10th inning, 2-2 our score. Ross breaking ball. Foul down the third baseline. Fouled by Apple Pete. Oh. That was a double into the corner again.
That didn't miss by much.
No, it did not. Just a strike, though, on the scoreboard. One ball, two strikes to Nathan Meyer. Ross curveball, strike three call, and Meyer knew it.
Wow, is that a pitch?
You think he was looking fastball there?
I think so, yeah. Oh, my God.
So Nathan Meyer goes down looking. One out, one on.
Nate Ross is going more to that curveball right now, too, isn't he? Off speed.
Throw to first, Jordan Beyer back safely. Chris Beyer at the plate. Chris, 1-for-4 so far today. Another throw, Jordan Beyer back again. And I think Shakopee knows, too, that Regal wants to get him in scoring position some way, somehow here. Next game here at Dassel. Lastrup taking on Detroit Lakes. Ross curveball missing inside a ball and 1-0.
That is a dandy, isn't it? That curveball with the fastball that he's got.
It is.
That thing's got to be 20 miles an hour slower.
1-0 with a count. Ross ready. Fastball. Fire laces it to right center field. And Johnson coming in, cuts it off in the gap. Here's the throw to third. And Jordan Beyer is going to be out by a mile. And now Chris Beyer is in at second. And Kim Beyer is complaining there was interference on the shortstop. Interfered with Jordan Beyer running from second to third. Kim Beyer is out there adamantly arguing his case. They say interfered with Jordan Beyer, and Jordan is going to be ruled out at second or at third. Chris Beyer gets himself a single.
I think this one may land a protest.
So Beyer gets a single. Jordan Beyer gets thrown out at third by Johnson out and right. And at the plate, Blake Karsh, who's 3-for-4 today, and Karsh balls it off. And the count at 0-1.
I was watching the base hit. I wasn't watching Beyer going around second that closely, but I noticed, I thought, with his speed, he should have been a lot further than what he was.
Exactly. And that ball was kind of hit towards the gap,
yep,
in right center. Chris Beyer at second. And here's Karsh tapping it down the first baseline. Going to be a tough play. Ross, the foot to first and in time to get Karsh 1-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Eagles in the 10th. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. We play 10, Regal 2, and Shakopee 2. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM Albany. All right, top of the 11th inning. Extra innings going on here. Scott Fody will lead it off for Shakopee. Here's a shot to a deep short. Jordan Beyer up with it across the diamond. Will get the DH Bodie by a step.
What a nice play by Jordan Beyer in the hole over there. Got rid of the ball quick. Wide throw to Nathan Beyer, but he never had a jump. He's got to play about a step and a half. That nice play.
6-3 in the putout. That'll bring Matt Tice, the catcher, to the plate. Matt is 1-for-3 today. Sacrifice fly that scored the tying run back in the eighth inning. That tied it up at 2-2, and that's where we sit here in the 11th. Brian Kingery delivers. Here's a bouncer over to Nathan Beyer at first. Nathan's going to run it to the bag. The unassisted foot out for Beyer. Two outs for Kingery and the Eagles. Here in the 11th, and to the plate, Andy Lazari, the first baseman.
Kingery doing his job up there in relief. Throwing strikes.
Kingery's pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Garrett Dangerud behind the plate, kind of shaking his head a little bit. He threw the ball past Kingery. There's a ground ball to second. Josh Beyer fields the three hop over to first. 5-3 on the front on, and that'll do it for Shakopee in the 11th. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 10.5. Regal 2, Shakopee 2. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Bottom of the 11th inning, Regal and Shakopee tied here at Dassel, co-host to this year's state tournament with Hutchinson and Litchfield and now Broughton. Broughton has all the Hutchinson games today and tomorrow, we're learning, because of the wet field conditions over at Hutchinson. So if you're tuning in for the Farming-Foley game, the last we heard, Minnesota Lake was leading 5-2 over Chicago there. They got started about a half hour late in Broughton this morning because of the rain. We're going to go to that ball game as soon as this one is done here, and hopefully Regal can score in the bottom of the 11th inning and finish this one off. Nate Ross on the mound in relief. Hey, baseball today brought to you by BNS Excavating, Central Minnesota Realty, North American Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, Rambo, City of St. Martin, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Roy Family Farm, LLC, and Roy Boys Trucking. Nathan Beyer at the plate. The first pitch from Ross, the strike, and 0-1. Beyer loops this to shallow center field. In comes the center fielder to make the catch for the out. That's Alex Pauley. And Josh Beyer to the plate. Josh Beyer so far today, 0-4. Eric Dangerud, the catcher, on deck. And time called by Beyer at the plate. One out, no one on for Regal here in the 11th. It's a little bit low and outside, and 1-0.
This is a guy that could get it started for Regal here. 11th inning, are we not?
Yeah, bottom of the 11th. Strike called. One ball, one strike to Josh Beyer. Joshua ripped this up the middle and past the diving second baseman, Logan Becker, and a one-out single for Regal.
And a fantastic region, Josh Beyer. Did he hit over 500? That's the guy you need to get this thing knighted here for Regal.
I think Dangerud at the plate, John, has struggled all day. I think you got to try to bunt him, even with.
I think so.
If it's the second out. I just think that's how you utilize Derek Dangerud now, and they're going to let him swing away. Ground ball up the middle. Becker will flip to Hoffman for one. The relay to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. That'll end Regal's threat in the 11th. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. We played 11-2-2 our score. Regal and Shakopee, we're back in a minute here on KASM Albany. Back in Dassel. 12th inning. Bonus baseball today.
Yes, we do.
I see some farming fans that were here watching are now probably hopping in their cars and headed to Broughton, where farming's taking on Foley.
If you're thinking how far Broughton is from Dassel, I looked it up this morning. It's going to be real close to 30 miles, right? Straight down Highway 15 through Hutchinson.
8-9-1. Facing Brian Kingery here in the 12th inning. 2-2 our score. Ryan Rentz, first pitch of ball. There's a strike called from Kingery. And 1-1. Kingery came in the eighth inning to relieve Chris Beyer. There's a strike on the inside corner. And 1-2 now to Ryan Rentz.
A good crowd here today, Randy.
It is a big crowd.
Bleachers are filled up here.
Shakopee brought a lot of people, too, here today.
They did.
Strike three. Rentz gets tall looking. That pitch on the outside corner and one out.
Guess I wasn't really paying attention. I was wondering what he was looking for there. The three pretty nice pitches he let go.
Here's Tanner Graff. He'll pop one up. Shallow left field. Jordan Beyer goes back on the grass. He'll make the catch for the out. So quickly, two outs for Shakopee here in the 12th inning.
It's Alex Pauley's sixth time at the plate today.
You bet. Six at-bats for Alec, and he is 0-for-5. He'll drive this to center field. Austin Campson slips once, and he's not going to be able to come in as that's going to die and drop in front of him, and a two-out single.
That's awful. He lost his footing, didn't he?
You kind of wonder if he would have made the catch had he not lost his footing, Don. That been close.
Was dying quick, wasn't it, that one?
So a two-out single for Shakopee here in the 12th inning. And, Don, that is their first base runner since back in the eighth inning when they tied this up. So has Brian Kingery done the job? Yes, he has.
Right. Kingery's pitched excellent.
Two outs, one on. Number two hitter, Logan Becker at the plate. Pitch inside to Logan and ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kingery works from the stretch. Here's a shot to left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. And a couple of singles with two outs. We'll bring the dangerous Zach Hoffman to the plate.
Two-out rally going here for the Shakopee Coyotes. I tell you what, they're getting to the meat of their order here now with Zach Hoffman, Alex Johnson, Scott Bodie. Tell you, some pretty dangerous hitters here in the middle of the lineup.
Yeah, there really is. Zach Hoffman today with just one hit in four at-bats. He was hit by a pitch by Brian Kingery, the first man Kingery faced, and he hit Hoffman in the shoulder. Hoffman takes a ball, 1-0. Top of the 12th inning, 2-2 our score. A slider foul tipped into the mid of Dangerout and 1-1. Trying to describe that pitch there, Don, but
looked like a slider, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Boy, Nathan Beyer coming behind the runner at first base. They had him off first base. I think if the catcher would have noticed that.
There's another slider from Kingery, a beauty that just is, you can see when he delivers that, it's just, it's literally.
Change up maybe? I don't know.
It's just moving away from the hitter.
It is.
1-2 the count. Kingery ready. Comes from the side, and Hoffman lost the fly ball to left field. Rademacher calls for it, makes the catch, and Shakopee's threat in the 12th is stopped here by Kingery. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 11.5 innings. Regal 2, Shakopee 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We're back in Dassel, bottom of the 12th inning. And the number nine hitter, Austin Campson, steps to the plate for Regal. And then the top of the order, Shane Rademacher and Jordan Beyer. Facing Nate Rost, and we talked about Kingery doing a good job. Does Nate Rost have done a good job?
Excellent job. Nate Rost coming in the sixth inning. Kingery in the eighth.
First pitch to Campson is high for a ball, 1-0. Campson taps this ball at the plate and the count 1-1.
I tell you, but nothing but zeros since these guys have been in. They gave up that run on the sixth. Shakopee Kingery when he came in, and he's, like you said, the equalizer. From there on, it's been lights out. A couple opportunities for both teams.
One ball, one strike to Austin Campson. Campson will follow it back and out of play. Count stays, or actually count moves now to 1-2. Stay tuned for our post-game show today. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player picks up a $10 certificate they can use towards any of the great A&W products in Albany and Richmond. Curveball, Campson taps it slowly to third. Up on the grass, he'll throw to first in time to get Campson by a step and a half.
Both teams with equal amount of runners left in, on base now. Regal with 9 and Shakopee with 10 runners left on base so far. So, like I said, they had their opportunities a few times here.
One out, nobody on for Regal here in the 12th inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Noah Idy producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And here's the pitch from Ross to low for a ball, 1-0.
I tell you that, Ross, he come in here and just threw BBs for the first 3-4 innings, and now he's really changed speeds on these Regal hitters.
1-0, Rademacher will ball it back and out of play, and the count 1-1.
Makes that fastball really look quick, so.
1-1 the count. Boy, just by the appearance of the sky, Don, we might see the sun here yet.
I don't know. My hands are getting cold. Sitting outside here by a table, out, not at the press box, but outside in the, amongst the fans.
Curveball, sweeping curveball outside a ball, and 2-1.
I'll think about that about Tuesday next week, right?
That's
now,
right.
My hands were cold, but they're not no more.
When we get 85 or 90 again. Balls, one strike to Rademacher. Shane has drawn the 0-for caller today, 0-for-5 so far. Pitches high and over his head and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Nate Ross kicks to Lurs and Rademacher follows it to the net and the count full at 3-2. That might have been ball 4.
Ugh. Didn't want to take a chance, did he?
No. Nope. Game coming up here in Dassel. The next game has Detroit Lakes taking on Lastrup. Twelfth inning, bottom of the 12th inning, 2-2 our score. Extra innings here in Dassel. Ross pitch, Rademacher ground ball to Hoffman at short. Zach up with it, over to first, 6-3 in the putout. So two outs, and here's Jordan Beyer to the plate. Jordan Beyer so far today, 1-for-5. Base hit in his last at bat. Ross has the sign. And the curveball, a strike called, 0-1. Balls, 1 strike. Try to pitch, fire ground ball.
Passed underneath the glove of Graff over at third base, and that's a ball that just scooted underneath his glove.
They're going to give Beyer a hit, and it brings the dangerous Nathan Meyer to the plate.
Nathan needs to put a charge into another one here, doesn't he?
Well, I think so. Just a right center field gapper or left center field gapper. Let's see how fast Jordan Beyer is.
I think right over to the Edina Realty sign.
Two outs, 1 on. Pitch to Nathan Meyer. Oh, he drills it! This is a long way! This is gone! Home run! Meyer! Home run! We go long! 4-2 in the bottom of the 12th! It wasn't the Edina Realty sign. It was the Thorbo Booth sign, but it counts, Don Hyman.
Yes, it does. I tell you, he put a charge into that, baby. That took off, I'll tell you. I didn't know if it had a chance, but it just kept moving. God, it was.
Have a day, Nathan Meyer. 4 hits, 2 doubles. Base hit in a 2-run walk-off home run. Regal wins this afternoon, 4-2-12. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up and get you ready for Foley and Farming here on KASM Albany.